Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a business with cashiers and you're having problem hiring people, why not think about a checkout or self-checkout like they do at Costco and, you know, Home Depot. Southwest Point of Sale will come out, take a look at your facility, and if it fits, they can hook you up. You end up with 7-day, 24-hour-a-day service. You can't beat it. 800-540-2149. 800-540-2149. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. And if you've got a Porsche, Mini, BMW, and you're looking for the alternative to the dealer, Black Forest Motorsports. You cannot beat these guys. They're over at 8066 Engineer Road. They got 40 years experience, and they do it right. All right, young lady, how are you today?
I'm well, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine.
We like your shirt.
You like that?
Listeners, it says, "Is my Jeep okay?" And it's printed upside down on
his shirt. And it should be. So yeah. Who are your special guests
today? Oh, boy. Well, we do have one of the cutest guests ever. But don't be mistaken. She's fearless with 6 wins this season.
Oh,
right? 6 wins already.
6 wins.
Please welcome junior driver Melanie Ross and her very, very proud father,
yes.
David.
And the mothers in
yes.
the background.
Yes. Oh, we have the whole crew. Yes.
And we got
and the brother.
Like a little brother.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Melanie. How are you today?
Good.
So, 6 wins. Did it come easy?
It was a little hard at first.
Yeah. How long have you been racing?
Just this year.
Right?
Excuse
me. 6 wins in her first
year. And it's a little hard.
At 8 years old.
Do you know how many people race for years before they even get their first win?
Me.
Well, yeah. She hasn't even won yet. Maybe
you
can teach her something. Can you teach her a few tricks of yours? Or are you keeping your tricks to yourself?
Don't give them all away.
Keeping my tricks to myself.
Yeah.
Smart.
So I guess now the next big question is, do you work on the car?
No.
Are you going to learn to work on the car?
Dad.
Next year I will.
You think so? Well, I know you're wearing a very fancy jacket, so you kind of remind me of one of these drivers that flies in, races, and then flies away. Doesn't have to get dirty. Not going to happen, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Dad's going to make you work on it.
So the listeners, just so you know, her jacket, it looks like a checkered flag.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, but it's sparkly checkered flag.
So, Dad, was this something she just came to you one day and said, "Hey, Dad, I want to race," or was that your idea?
Well, kind of my idea. I mean, I'd been racing since I was about her age, too, as well.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my father raced, and so it was something that's just... kind of passed down through the bloodline. And
you thought, well, let me just try and see if she bites.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like going fishing.
Yeah, and she really surprised me and showed...
6 wins, Dad.
Yeah, I know. We weren't expecting that at all when she started at the beginning of the year in February when we first started. And, you know, it was like, okay, let's see how this goes. And then it just kind of started progressing. She started really really taking on everything and really kind of listening.
I was going to say, is she a good listener?
It's funny. She listens better for in a race car. But when we get home and it's time to do this and that, the listening may, you know.
Oh, she's making faces over here.
Are
listeners.
You listening to this, Melanie? Write this stuff down because you can get even with him. So, golly, I mean, no practice, no training, just got in and got a handle on it.
Yeah, just started working with her and, you know, getting the feel for, you know, putting that little car around on dirt.
Well, and these cars, just so people will know, I mean, they're not overly complicated.
No, they're pretty simple. It's your basic, you know, motor from Harbor Freight that you pick up and put in there and you make it go. And yeah.
But to be fair, it's not like there's just 3 people out there.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
field.
Yeah.
That she's racing and still getting first.
So I guess the question is, Melanie, how do you qualify? Do you qualify well, and that's what gets you maybe closer to the front, or are you all over the place?
I'm probably all over the place. I don't know.
So you've passed
but the,
people.
But the good part is, because, you know, if you qualify good, then you're in the front.
Yeah.
So there's no work.
They do heat races. So no qualifying, just it's random pick for the heat races.
Oh, those are even worse.
And so there's times where she's had to come from the back, and there's some nights to where, hey, you get lucky and you start up on the front.
Closer to the nose.
And then all it takes is a little spin out and or tangling with a lap car or another car, and you got to work all your way back up to the front again.
God, 6 wins already. I know.
Have you lapped somebody?
Yes.
Her first year.
But we won't mention their names because they'll feel
that
bad.
But I'm still amazed that it's her first year. Yeah. These are Brittany, full fields.
6 wins.
I know. I heard.
When you leave here, go get your car fired up and start running around the neighborhood until you get better.
I know.
So do you race yourself still?
Yep. Kind of made the transition this past year into dirt. I've been racing asphalt almost all my life. Getting a handle on this dirt. I dabbled earlier in the year in a IMCA Sport Mod.
Okay.
And then because these kid cars are more work than a big car, and kind of stepped down a little bit to IMCA Hobby Stock. I'll be running that next year, and seeing the little madman back there is going to be starting in January here. So
he's going to show up with 3 cars.
Yeah, so we've got 2 kids that are going to be racing next year along with myself. So
yeah, I'm hoping Ryan O'Connor hears that David's going to race and support 2 of his drivers.
Jeez, like you have nothing else better to do, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't like free time.
Right.
You know, extra sleep.
I don't like to sleep.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, but you know as well as I do, the benefit of what you're doing is for the for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They will be such good adults.
Garage time. Good. But he really is going to need you to start working on your car, Melanie. No pressure, but really.
I told her, I'm like, your first year, you get a free pass, and then we start, you know, she's got to clean the car up.
Okay, clean it.
Well, but see, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to come to her. It's really hard to come to her and say, tell me what the car's doing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
because she's already won 6 races.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So now I understand the struggles that my father, had to deal with me. You know, a lot of this, I go, wow, okay.
Did you have 6 wins the first year you raced?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough to do well. I mean, when I started when I was 9. So
little acorn didn't fall too far from the tree, it sounds like. Yeah. Wow. So what number is your car?
57.
What color is it?
Pink. And blue.
Oh,
I sent you a picture, Dave.
I know. I've seen the car. I'm just. But they didn't send it to the world.
Oh,
who's
watching? Where's 57 come from? Why that number?
My dad.
Are you 57, David?
Yep.
Where'd that come from?
When I started racing, when I was a kid, I'd race multiple divisions, and 57 was just a card that we ended up with when I was a kid, and it kind of stuck when I was ready to move on to the next division. Because it was like, okay, we looked at the division we were going to and we saw what numbers were taken.
Yeah.
And the other 2 numbers that I had cared for were already kind of taken by other drivers. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know what? Let's go with 57. And
it's treated you well since.
Yeah, it stuck with me. So.
All right. Well, throw out some of your. Is Dirt Dude calling in?
He didn't tell me. I asked.
No Dirt Dude? If not.
Well,
I wanted to make sure that we get her sponsors in there too. And it is getting. Oh, we still got a couple of minutes. So, who are some of your sponsors? You got a list, girl.
Lucas Oil, Laughing Keitha, Earblock, Plumbing Demon Decals, and Brian Brown.
All right. Did I hear a restaurant in there?
No.
Oh, I thought
he always pushes.
I
for
always
food
think you guys
sponsors.
Shouldn't you have a restaurant so you get free food.
Yeah, since the whole family's going to be at the track.
See, mom doesn't have to make sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. Antonelli's, big you take that smiley little face in Antonelli's. Oh,
right?
They'll be giving
with
you
6 wins.
Yeah, with 6 wins. Hello. Well, we're definitely going to get. You want to go on TV?
Yeah.
You want to be on
TV?
She's
frozen.
Yeah, she did freeze.
Sure.
What the heck? You'll love it. We'll have fun. We'll even make Brittany come down. How's that? Because she loves getting up early in the morning.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because we have to.
We have to pay for
Racer
the bills.
Radio.
Yeah.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Oops, sorry, say it.
The Answer.
Caught me off guard. She knows I'll tell you. I do it all the time. Okay. Oh, okay. El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better, sponsors Barona Circle Track, and we can't thank them enough. El Cajon Ford just bends over backwards. Plus, they race out there, and Paul's trying to win every championship of every division out there. I think he's going to take the ambulance on next, if I'm not mistaken.
I know. What's left? Truck. What's left?
By the way, we got Dirt Dude on the line. Hey, Dirt Dude, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Are you listening to this little superstar, first year racing, six wins?
He saw five of them, probably.
Good.
I saw a couple of them. I'm not sure if she went anywhere else. I know she's been racing Kokopa. I was just amazed. her first win, she was so shy and timid. I mean, barely get her to say anything. You know how that's, you know, when you do that whole interview and they just nod their head. I'm like, come on, we got to do something here. And then by the end, she's just, you know, becoming a pro at it.
Yeah.
Knows her sponsors, can rattle them off. I just thought it was great to see her run this year and look forward to seeing her run next year.
Yeah, she's doing really good today, too. She's, you know, I mean, she's only 8 years old, and this is not something she does on a regular basis. So,
and speaking of next year, you're moving up to Masters, correct, next year?
Yes.
Is that because you'll be nine?
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm going to be in the Masters because my brother is going to race a sportsman, and then I'm just too scared if he might wreck me because I'm his sister.
Wow.
Look at that look.
He looks so innocent.
Him and
me?
I
wouldn't wreck my sister.
Him and his little mascot.
You just have
mascot.
To stay in front of him. That would, well, I guess it's not going to happen.
Well, that's not going to work.
Oh, but in the green room, we were talking about fast forward quite a few more years. She can't wait to race her dad. She does not want him to retire before she has a chance, correct?
Ooh, yes. Bullseye on your back.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, she's basically just trying to, I'm like, at that point, like, you pushing me for retirement, right? You know, that's what it'll be, so, you know.
Well, if she wants to race you and then take the car from you, be like, okay, I can get the car now, right?
That's yeah.
Well, we already know that's in the works, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, you got all these kids. You're going to have everybody racing. You're not going to have time to race.
Yeah, exactly. When's mom going to race? Mom, any interest in racing?
No.
We're getting a no.
No, mom's just going to make the sandwiches.
She likes to cheer.
That's right.
Yeah. But I bet. You get nervous a little bit?
Oh, gray hairs.
Yeah, okay. That's what
yeah,
I
imagine
thought.
When you have to now watch two out there.
Three.
Oh, that? Yeah.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. Don't forget the big guy.
I think of Lauren Brent, who has to watch her dad, Bobby Brown, her brother, Darren Brown, and her husband, Darren Brent. All in the same race.
Hey, Dirt Dude, what'd you think about the Sextons taking the championship?
I thought that was pretty cool. I thought he had a chance to defend it where we're going to do another race, but then it ended up getting canceled. We were going to have a big race out in the desert scheduled, but then it got canceled. But I figured, you know, the Sextons are doing so good. The whole family's, you know.
Super talented.
Even the cousins, all of them are, you know, pretty good drivers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I reached out to him, so we're going to try to get him, you know, before they go to Tulsa, we're going to try to get him on KUSI and give him a little exposure, like as I always say, for the sponsors, if nothing else.
Yeah. I wanted to wish real quick a happy birthday to Trisha Salazar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just had her birthday. So, great track promoter, part of the track team, and, you know, we're looking forward to next year. I sounds like... we might be bringing the hobby stocks in. I mean, there's a calling for them. You had David was saying he's picked up one, and I know they've been running a Kokopa. And if we can get the turnout for them, we'd actually like to run them on our track.
Sure. No, I totally agree. And I think it's just, you know, I think it's just a matter of time. You know, when people, you know, they do get out there and they see the action. And by the way, how many people do you know have their birthday with a tiara on their head? That girl is special. I just wanted to say.
Well, I had it before, but hey, we're not supposed to talk about that, right? No, that's happened before.
Oh, I see. All right. So, hey, Melanie. So when you moved to the, have you driven a Masters car yet?
No.
Okay. What's the difference between a Masters car and your car? Do you know?
Same car. It's just a little bit bigger motor. You're allowed to. It's essentially the same engine. It's just you can tweak on them a little bit.
Play with a little bit.
You can make them a little faster. So they're about probably 5 to 6 horsepower more.
Oh, okay.
Than that. So you just.
But it's the same car.
Same car. Same motor. Just tweaked up.
Do you want to go faster, Melanie?
Yes.
No hesitation.
None.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, when you get tired, you got to go faster, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So now, do you
a lightning sprint or the junior sprint after that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So do you do any racing on the computer?
No.
No, so you're just raw talent.
She's raw talent. But she's also raw
talent. See, I'm trying to come up with excuses for 6 wins in her first
I think
year.
It's in her blood.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's in her blood.
Did they do any go-kart stuff, or has she done anything else?
No, this was
done
it.
Nothing.
Except win.
That's except it. Win.
Straight out of the box. Six wins.
And very humble about it.
Yes, I was very impressed at the track about that.
I mean, it's just like, yeah, okay, I won. Yeah, I know. I get a trophy. Now can we go to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese and, you know, celebrate?
Nope. She's making weird faces.
You don't
listeners.
Like Chuck E.
The
Cheese?
The listeners can't see.
You don't like those crazy mice?
I don't like mice.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't like mice either. And the cheese is cardboard, but that's another story.
Well, hopefully they're going to the banquet, the junior driver banquet, and anyone wants to race her, she'll be in the cars down there.
Are you coming down for that, Dad?
Yep, yeah. We'll
all
be
right.
down there
that's
in 2 weeks.
Good point,
Dirt
Dude. Good point.
Yeah, it's
going
to be at a go-kart track.
Yeah. You'll definitely have to try that out.
You know, it's not fair for the big dads that have to, you know, try and do that. You know, I'm on the bigger side.
Well,
myself,
Eric Evans
you have a little ballast.
Race.
You do have a little ballast.
I think the parents should get out there and have their own race. And then all the moms should get out there and have their own race. There's a bunch of different divisions.
No, then what if she gets the bug?
Yeah. Oh, it's just one more car.
Then it's just another
car. It's just one more car.
Yeah,
get a stacker.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've got that covered. But, yeah, we would need a bigger one and a bigger truck. And, you know, so, yeah, you know.
I could see it
You can make
now.
It happen. I can tell. I'm reading them right now, and Dad has no problem with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just need a few more of our lovely sponsors
for
that.
Well, we'll have to get her in a dwarf car.
Well, we just
got
to not put any pressure on Mom. See, that's the problem. She just has to go out and try it. If she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, you know, how does Mom drive on the streets?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I want to hear this from Melanie.
Okay,
Melanie,
I got the look.
How's your mom on the streets?
No comment. No comment.
Would she win a race like you?
Never.
Yeah. Oh, kids
okay.
say the
darndest.
Because
she's safe.
Thing.
Because she's a safe driver. Let's save you on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Mom's
Mommy's a
safe
driver.
Yeah. We should stop now while we're ahead.
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. So.
So you know he was on dirt most of his life and just
asphalt
most of the time and
you
only
race on
just came to dirt.
Started when I was 9 1/4 midgets, and then I went to Legend Cars at 12. And then went to super late models at 15.
Okay.
And ran super late models, tour cars, some West stuff, and just had a blast running
what
that stuff.
What talked you into dirt?
You know what? A good buddy of mine, Brian Fitzgibbons.
Okay.
And,
I know Brian real well.
You know, and, you know,
hey,
just kind of.
Hey, come here. I want you to try something.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Him and I actually became
great friends
after he pretty much wrecked my race car on asphalt out of Irwindale. So it took a few months to mend it, and didn't even really know him before the wreck. But you know, afterwards we had kind of patched it over and talking, and now we're great friends. And you know, his daughter Paige is only 6 months younger than Melanie, so they've kind of grown up together, and so
it's a good
story. It's pretty cool to you know, a guy destroying your race car and becoming
literally destroyed it.
Yeah, it was junk. Yeah, so, but you know, hey,
I love it.
I know.
Yeah. Not the crash, but how it ended.
Yeah.
And that he came now to dirt. Welcome to dirt.
Having a blast with it. You know, it's just a really good.
So you've had one season in dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, just this year, and that was it.
How'd you do?
Good. I ran sport mods at the beginning of the year there at Barona, and I ran a couple at Kokopah, and had some seconds there to Brian Brown this year in the sport mod.
It's typical.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
He's hard to beat.
Yeah, you know, I was doing good one race, and, you know, he got ahead of me, and then I spun out, running second to him, coming for the white flag, you know, just...
adrenaline.
You know, going for everything, and he never let me live that down, so it was...
and he never will.
No, well, it was great. He kind of did the same to himself later in the season at Kokopah. He spun out leading at Kokopah, so now I get to hold that over Brown, so, you know, it's...
So he probably lets that other one
go.
So
yeah, so we're kind of even on that now, so, you know. But it's a great group of people, and you know, you really get a good amount of you know, friends out of the dirt deal, and it's right. Just everybody's really a tight knit group. And
well, have you noticed her group?
That's what I was gonna ask.
The kids group, yeah,
they are just amazing. Yes.
Oh yeah, no, and that's just it. As a parent, you know, you're down there. I'm down there with a tool bag, and if there's somebody that doesn't start or somebody's got an issue, man, there's a swarm of parents all over a car. It doesn't matter if you're racing against that kid or whatever. Hey, I want your kid to run.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing about it is literally for the kids to race each other. That's what they're there to do.
Yeah. What was that race you were talking about where the little girl beat the boy?
She was the little girl.
She's the little girl. And then he came
and
over
the young
and
man
thanked her.
Came over and shook your hand.
And congratulated
you. Uh-huh. And then I went up to him and I go, that was awesome. And he goes, she ran a great race. Of course I'm going to shake her hand.
And you know, you don't see that.
Yeah.
Every day.
I love it.
Yep, that's what it's about.
Especially on asphalt.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah.
It's fun, don't you think, Melanie, to have people your age at the track that understand how much fun racing is?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Does your school know you race? Your friends?
Yeah, they do.
What do they think?
I mean, they think it's cool.
Do you ever take your car to school?
We were talking in the green room about how people at school, myself included, just don't quite get it. Yeah. And so it's nice to go to the track and where people get it.
I bet if you took your car to school, they'd love it. You don't think so?
I don't. They might like it, but they just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's because they haven't driven it.
Yeah. They're too scared. We're not scared, Melanie, are we?
Nope.
Have you been upside down yet?
No.
Not yet.
Let's keep it that way.
Well, no, that's fine. I mean, you'll be fine. It's just like rolling over in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I've just this
we
season.
We don't know how mom will be when that eventually happens.
We came
close once, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've done everything except that, and
well,
I like
it's only
to keep
these
it
little
way.
Cars, you know, when they get tired of tire, or, you know, even the, you know, we watched it at Barona last year, right, Dirt Dude?
Yeah.
Evan went over, and then, like, they flipped him over, and he kept racing. And then another kid, same thing.
Yep.
Like I said, it's just like rolling over in bed. It's nothing big.
They have the safety gear.
The cars are built so well, and the equipment they have to have is, you know, is there for that reason. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of these kids, you know, roll over, and if the car's not heavily damaged, it's more them getting back on the horse before, you know, the horse gets away and get back into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you might want to go out in the garage and turn us on, because A.J. Bender is going to be calling in.
He just won
recently. And he just won last night at Ventura.
Oh, again.
At the Ventura race in a sprint car. So that might be an interesting.
That was a huge race. He went from like third to first in like two corners.
Well,
on a track that was tough. That was tough. I watched it. It was pretty awesome.
Well, hey, you can either stay on the line or you can go turn on your radio. What do you want to do?
My radio's already on. I'm in the garage working, you know, every Sunday.
I know.
I go on and work in the garage.
You've only got three more toolbox drawers to go, and you will be done for the season.
Got to go through and organize everything.
All right, we're going to take
cleaning.
You got it. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Oh, you could have got louder than that. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway is the fast half-mile clay dirt. You got to check it out. John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue. Go to johnssandiegoautorepair.com. We got AJ on the line.
Yep.
Hey, Hot Shoe, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Is he not grinning?
You
could hear the grin in his voice. So you had a good time last night, I see.
last weekend. Yeah, no, that was a good one. Can't complain.
but you know, Dirt Dudes is listening in his garage, and he told me that you you went from like what third to first in two turns.
Yeah, I was actually fourth at the start, and I think it was like a lap and a half, and I got to first. I don't know. I honestly just got really lucky. Everyone was battling really hard in front of me, and I started trying to throw sliders too, and I felt the bottom start to take rubber, and I must have felt it, and they didn't feel it. But it's like, it's one of those things when that happens, you gotta pounce and you gotta go like immediately, because the second they feel it, they're gonna go to the bottom. And
Follow the leader. Well, and when it's right, it's right. And you could feel that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's just something you feel in your butt. Just all of a sudden, it's just one to go instead of slipping and sliding. So I saw my chance and I went for it. And it's just one of those things, like all the cards just kind of laid down perfectly in my hand, you know, like I couldn't have asked for a better situation.
So you like Ventura?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I've never been a big fan of Ventura just because it's so small and tiny, and it's, you know, it's, you're always bouncing off stuff, and
it challenges you.
Oh yeah, no, it's tough in the big cars. Even in a Lightning Sprint, it's tough in a Ventura. It's just, you know, you never know what you're going to get for a track, so that kind of throws you for a loop. But luckily, we've done a bunch of mini sprint stuff there all year, so I was, you know, kind of had an idea what to expect. I didn't expect it to take rubber like that, but you know, Ventura is just one of those places that it's such a love-hate relationship. It's like, I hate it half the time, and then I do something like that, and I'm like, oh, this place is great.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to come back, man. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so, and I think that's, you know, again, like I said, that's the mystique of Ventura, you know. Tiny little track that could definitely deliver big time.
And the mystique of dirt, because you never know what you're going to get. We have with us an asphalt driver for many, many, many years, and he just came over to the dirt this season.
And he has an 8-year-old daughter. Are you sitting down, AJ? 8 years old, 6 wins in her first season.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I don't think she's totally understands
how awesome that is.
How awesome that is. I mean, she will down the road. But then I talked to her dad, and when he started at that age, he did the same thing. So that little acorn didn't fall too far
from
the
tree. So I wonder about AJ's daughter. He's got a little girl, too. What is she now, three-ish?
Yeah, how old is your girl? Daughter?
She's like 2 or 3 months now.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
Oh, yeah, you should know that.
Yeah, you're in real trouble now, buddy.
Okay, so still a few more years.
Yeah, I've got her on a little bike, and she rides her bike around. And she loves racing, though. Like, she's not one of those kids that doesn't watch cartoons, you know? She watches racing. Like,
no
we
kidding.
Watched the Formula One race this morning, and she just sat there and
watched the whole thing. Melanie, do you watch racing on TV?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Or do you watch cartoons?
No, she reads a lot.
Oh, you a reader?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd love that's her. Even better.
Oh, same here. I love to read. I absolutely love to read. So what's now the season is it over for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely over, at least till the beginning of the year.
Right.
Which is not far away.
No, it's not far away at all.
Yeah. Will you be heading out to Cocopah or anything, or Paris? Well, I guess Paris is done, but Cocopah's not. We're going to have a lot of
racing. Yeah, we're not sure if we're going to do the we're still trying to we actually just spent today just stripping the sprint car down to nothing. So we're still up in the air if we're going to do that January race in Cocopah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
3-day race, just because I'm not sure. And then I'm going to Chili Bowl, so it'll be when we get back to Chili Bowl, it'll be like a week later that we have to go do that.
Oh,
so we're not.
Yeah, well, I think.
That's huge.
Let me think. Cocopah, Chili Bowl, Cocopah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Chili Bowl.
Have you been?
Sorry, what was that?
I was going to say, you've been to Chili Bowl before, right?
No, never been.
So we have Jake Swanson and AJ Bender to be cheering for.
Yeah, you know Jake Swanson?
Oh, yeah, I know Jake.
He's going to be at Chili Bowl, too.
Watch out. He may try to make you move back there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's working on it. His wife and my wife are good friends.
Then you're in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I literally just looked at my phone, and my wife had sent me a listing for a place in Danville, which is where they live. She's on it. But Jessica's trying to get us to move out there.
Yeah.
Well. It probably wouldn't be a bad thing with the state of California.
But wait, AJ, do you work on a boat? Am I off on this?
No, yeah, I work on boats.
Yeah, so it's tough in captain. Indianapolis or Indiana for them
they've
to
got
do that.
They've got water out there, right, AJ? They got water out there.
Oh, I'm sure they got lakes, but it would be I would find a race car to go work on out there.
Well, what I was going to say, AJ, is just tell Swanson, say, fine. You want me to move out there? Here's what I need for a job. And I'll work on you. We'll work with
Jessica
you.
Jessica will probably make that happen.
Yeah. What kind of? Then you guys would be a very forceful team.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a powerhouse.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, that would be awesome. So, AJ, I went back to Indiana over the summer, and my crew went with me. My mom and dad and I went back to see the family in Ohio. And by the second day, we left Ohio and headed to Gas City Speedway to watch Jake race. So our next trip, are we going to watch Jake and AJ?
And Jake was blown away that here comes Brittany.
We did like a 4 or 5 hour drive just, and you know what he did for us? He won. Yeah. It was awesome. It was so worth it. But that would be amazing to watch AJ, Jake, and Jessica all racing.
Oh, my goodness.
I like this. Keep us posted.
Yeah, that would be the dream.
Yeah, you know what?
But you know,
Stranger things, we
can see him here, though. So I like that, too. Well, see you in Verona.
I agree. But, so.
Chili Bowl.
Never been to the Chili
Exciting.
Bowl.
Exciting.
You really like.
I've watched it. You
like little tracks.
Really cool.
You like little tracks all of a sudden?
That's a good point. Just winning Ventura, that's awesome to go into Chili Bowl.
Because the Chili Bowl is not a big track.
Not at all. It's crazy small.
That's actually how I got the Chili Bowl ride was from winning Ventura last week.
Probably something
like the coolest thing that's probably ever happened to me is I did the race, I won it, and came home, and Sunday night I'm just sitting on the couch talking to the wife and whatnot, and I got a message through Facebook from Cruz Pettagon, NHRA drag guy.
Yeah, his I know Cruz.
His manager sent me a message and was like, hey, Cruz is interested in talking to you. Can I get your number? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then so he called me the next day and he was like, hey, I was watching you at Ventura, man, and you know, I was really impressed. I've got a midget ready to go. Like,
oh my gosh.
If you want to come run it, it's yours. Just show up.
Oh no.
So that's like, awesome, you know, AJ.
Kid in a candy store.
Yes.
I think I said yes before I even finished talking.
So you saved the best for last.
I'm glad we got that out of you.
Jeez, it just came to you that what's that Pendragon guy's name? Cruz.
Gosh, that's awesome, AJ.
I didn't know Cruz was into sprint cars. Because you know he's
apparently is. Like he's
into racing probably.
He's mainly drag racing.
He did go kart stuff when he was young. He told me I've just spent all week talking to him back and forth. So I got to hear a lot about how he started and how this open wheel racing was kind of where he got his niche for all this stuff. And he watches all the races, I guess. So like he knew me from watching me before and whatnot. And he was just like, I've been told by a lot of people that sprint cars at Ventura is very similar to midgets at the Chili Bowl, just weight to power and track size ratio. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I think you'll do good. And I've watched you for a while, little while now. And
that
was one of those cool things. I just,
this is what I've always said. And I tell it to the kids. You never know who's watching.
That's exactly what I was about to say. That's why I put
Is that what your finger was up for?
You never know who's watching. Know who's watching.
And I'm sure your personality and the way you handle yourself, because you are you're top drawer, dude.
Happy guy.
I mean, you're happy. You're not a problem child.
Appreciative.
Yeah, you're not. You don't have an ego as big as a Volkswagen.
A winning driver.
And you win. And you've got the most infectious laugh of anybody I know.
A good guy. Good guy.
That is such awesome news.
Yay.
Yeah.
And the wife's on board.
Oh, yeah. She's excited to go out to Tulsa and experience. I mean, she's heard a lot through Jessica and all of our other friends. So she's excited to go experience Chili Bowl and see what it's all about.
That is
she's not
so
for
cool.
The whole week, but
well, when you talk gonna... when you talk to Cruz, tell him we said hi because I've interviewed him a few times, in the drag racing world. And he's just a really good guy. I
texted him this morning and was like, hey, is it cool if I, you know, tell people I'm driving your car, I'm doing Dave Stahl show today? And he's like, oh yeah, absolutely, you know.
Yeah, that so is so
they're
cool.
They're gonna do a little press release on it and whatnot, but I just wanted to make sure I could say it.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if he was holding right. it or something.
That is so
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, when I was talking to him, I was like, man, you know, it, like, we need more people like you in the sport, because this stuff sadly doesn't happen often, you know, like not too many people get a phone call from one race, you know, like it's not that day and age anymore. So like, it's cool that this stuff still happens, you know.
Golly.
I'm glad all the stars aligned too for you that night, because you just never know. We talked about that with the guests here in the green room earlier today. Just sometimes things just don't work out, but sometimes they do.
Right.
Well,
I mean, that's why we race as many times as we do in a year.
Yeah.
Well, you know, AJ, that's why when I'm talking to Melanie, you know, when you're this young, you're starting your career, wherever it goes, it doesn't really make any difference, but it's all about attitude. And it's all about how you handle yourself around fellow drivers. You know what I mean? And you're a perfect example of how that works. And, yeah, you should be extremely proud to have Cruz Pendragon call you up and give you a ride.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely one of those, you know, I wouldn't even know how to explain it, to be honest.
The only thing you got to work on, And I mean this seriously, don't put any pressure because he's giving you a car. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, now you're going to be expected to win. Not in his mind, but in your mind, right?
Oh, yeah. I go into everything expecting I'm going to win. It's just realistically, I don't know. Every race night, depending on what it is, I have a weird way I go about the stuff. It's just I don't think about the end of the night. You know, I just think about – like, okay, qualifying, I just got to do 2 laps.
Yeah.
Okay, heat races, I just got to get 4th, you know, or whatever the situation is. So I take everything 1 race at a time, and that's kind of my mindset going into Chili Bowl about it, was as long as I can go forward each time I'm in the car, you know, and
there you go.
progress, you know. It's like, and the part I'm most nervous about is I've never driven a midget.
there's no pressure then. Oh. Holy moly.
I told that to Cruz, too, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Well, at least you were honest. AJ, this has been the best interview. I can't thank you enough. And we are so super proud of you. And this probably will lose you, and you're going Midwest.
Oh,
you know he's
going to
go Midwest.
Well, he can call from Indiana.
Yeah, but you know he's going to go Midwest.
It's definitely going to help the argument.
You got the wives.
I know the wives are even.
You're toast.
It was nice
when a wife gets something in their head.
Yeah.
It's nice knowing you, AJ.
Yeah, nice. Sell your captain's hat. You know, just put it up on a shelf. That's going to get mothy. Yes. All right, buddy. Well, hey, fantastic. And we definitely want to hear from you after the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Got those Pro Stock Blues.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Anything they touch, they've got a dyno so they can show you what you're going to get after they're done doing it. Whether it be circle track, drag car, dirt car, you name it. If it's got a motor, the boys over there could definitely make it fast. Certified Car Clinic. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. Now, isn't this amazing? We're going from the beginning of a career to somebody that just may have got an opportunity
to go to the Super Bowl of dirt track racing.
To stop working, you know, and get into your... I mean, isn't that crazy? I mean, from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, you're almost kind of flabbergasted in a little bit, you know, just knowing that... I mean, can you imagine sitting on your couch and getting a text from somebody as predominant as Cruise Pentagon?
It was more than just an acknowledgement like, hey, good job at Ventura. It was, I have a car for you
and
to
I've
race.
And I've been watching you. watching you.
That's pretty cool. So did you pick up on that, Melanie? You never know who's watching.
Now, you don't know who Cruise Pentagon is, right?
No.
He races dragsters, or funny cars, actually. And if you don't know what a funny car is, Dad will strap you in front of the TV and you'll be able to see it. But it's a car that sits dead still and then goes eighth of a mile over 300 miles an hour from a dead stop.
Like this, look.
Yeah, all your makeup would be on the back of your head when you get to the end of the race. But that's what they do. You know, I mean, that's not my kind of racing.
It's not your cup of tea, Dave?
Yeah, where it's just go, wah! And then you're done. You know, I like getting out there and like you're doing, getting in circles. And
we like going in circles, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to love it more when you get better and get better cars where you have suspension.
Yeah. You get to go faster, too.
Faster. She likes going around in kind of circles, if you will. She's also a softball player.
Oh, you play ball? What position?
Second base and shortstop.
Oh, okay.
It was hard to get a date because she was off in tournaments and going there and going there
Finishing up the fall season. And
how'd the team do?
Good, good. Dad got roped into coaching the fall team for girls.
Funny.
And
tell us how you really feel.
That had to be an experience.
I think that was that one back there that kind of forced the hand, but
mom wouldn't do that.
Never. No, she has a blast playing with it, and being with girls in a team sport. It helps build character.
Oh,
and,
that's true. It's of a team sport than the race car.
Yeah, unlike racing, different. To where it's either on the driver or on the crew chief, and when something breaks on her car, and not only is the driver not let you know that let you forget it, then also you got mom back there that if something breaks that. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you fix that?
She's agreeing.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
oh, yeah.
Her eyes got really big. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the first one to drive the truck on over me. So,
as you're big as you
are.
Oh,
boy. Exactly. Now you're going to have a second driver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Boy.
Yep. That's going to be, got my hands full with that. That's for sure.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, like I've told every kid your age, you need to go and get a diary. You know what a diary is? It's a book, but it doesn't have any letters in it. It's blank.
It's a book you write.
Every night before you go to bed, you should write a page as to what your day was like. Because then, when you get to be older, that could be a movie or a book. Everybody I tell to do it, and because when you get my age or Brittany's age, you'll wish you did it.
So, he always talks about this, David, and the listeners know, he always talks about starting a journal and writing it, and I thought of you this morning, because this popped up on my Facebook feed, Best Kept Secret, Carl Larson, feels Champion's Journal is the coolest thing in NASCAR today. So, in 2011, they apparently, if this is all true, there's a leather-bound journal, and it's given to the NASCAR champion.
I didn't know that.
To write it. That's the best-kept secret, Kyle Larson feels. And so the champion writes something. So Kyle is so excited to get this and not only contribute his thoughts, but read the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, why didn't this start 50 years ago?
I know. Well, see.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop and think about it. I mean, everybody in this room has a story that would either be a great book or a great movie.
Yep.
I mean, whether you're 8 or you're 48, it doesn't make any difference.
Not that old, Dave.
No, I know. I was
but the two girls are. How funny. He just said that, but really, it is 8 and 48. That's right. Pretty funny.
I can tell you right now. Oh, 1982 on the 12th of December. What did you do?
Wasn't born yet, Dave.
No! Oh!
Sorry.
I was trying to think of the date. Where I wouldn't get myself into that mess. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, heck, you probably can't remember what you had for breakfast yesterday, right?
Nope.
That's my point. So that's why I'm saying. And I think get maybe pick her up a journal for Christmas
and make sure she – same thing with that little guy right there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just – and then just think once they get 25, 30 years old, and then you can – you know, you can't read it. But, yeah. I mean, just think of the stories.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, because I got, you know, again, starting at a young age myself, and the stories that I could just go on, literally, and it makes for great stuff when you, you know, get to hang out at the racetrack at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You get to talk to other folks, and you get to share stories, and you get to hear other folks' stories.
Yeah.
And that's some of the best stuff. I mean, we were at Kokopah last weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, and, you know, racing, and, you know, night was over. She had a night to where, you know, she had a winning car and something happened and I got into a little deal right coming to the checkered. So it was the race itself. It was like, it was a bummer, you know, but that's racing, the highs and lows of it. But, you know, there we were hanging out with everybody there till, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
You know, just hanging out by the campfire, having
bench
a good
racing.
Time. Yeah. Swapping stories.
Yeah.
And I mean, just, that's literally what it's about, you know,
that
and
is.
It's just, it's such a great time
well,
and get to hear all
here,
that.
This one here hooked up with Cruise America and took an RV and what was it, the Western
States Dwarf Car Nationals.
Okay. And she just took off.
Yep, we took off. My crew, we went all over the place.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's how I met Jessica Swanson.
And race tracks that she'd never even
heard
of.
Every track was brand new, and thank goodness
yep.
Darren Brown was there to help me
figure it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's really, you're absolutely right. And it's sad to say, you don't get that on asphalt.
No.
Oh, you agree.
No,
I mean, you have a lot of experience
well,
there,
because
and
at the
you
end
immediately
of the night,
agree.
What do? You pack up, load the trailer, and hit the road.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was, I mean, we would always close the pits down, and no matter what asphalt deal we were in, we'd always hang out and have our drinks and whatnot. And
but not, you know, like dirt.
But not like dirt. No, it's a whole different atmosphere. Everybody is just so laid back, and it's just, it's a great time. And, you know, just in this year, we've met some exceptional folks, you know, whether if it's, you know, other kids, competitors, parents, or just some folks in other divisions, and just everybody's just looking for a great time and out there
well,
to have fun. And, yeah.
Since you like following motorsports, I don't know if you, because I follow it religiously along with this one, but prior to Kyle Larson, you know, coming in and doing what he did, you know, most owners would say, oh, no, you drive my NASCAR, you're not driving nothing else. But yet Kyle, for whatever reason, in all his contracts, he can drive whatever he wants to drive. Now you're starting to see the other drivers.
They are.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was watching Red Bull Rallycross. And who was in a car? Kyle Busch. He did terrible, but he was in a car. Guys, thank you very much. Melanie, you're the best. We look forward to having you back. Talk about your career and when you get to the point to beat your dad. We'll have you on again.
Yeah, we'll have to happen when they race
All right,
each other.
Folks. Gun Owners Radio right around the corner. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.